If all goes according to plan, the City of Upper Arlington will hand over 911 dispatching services to the City of Columbus in early 2017. Officials in Upper Arlington have said the move would save the city as much as $600,000 annually, but there's opposition to the plan by some UA residents. Save UA 911 yard signs have sprung up all over Upper Arlington. Supporters want to keep their local 911 dispatching center in the city and not have calls outsourced to Columbus.
Sadly, the city has a very clear idea what they want to do, but it seems to be somewhat out of sync with what the community would like.
Robert Folk is working to keep the current dispatching system, which costs Upper Arlington about $1 million a year. Folk says if service was handled through Columbus, quality would suffer.
Our safety services, you know, represent one of the main details for why people move to or stay in Upper Arlington. It's not just police and fire. Our dispatching, in the way it works very closely and intimately with these two services, really represents a system that if you take a part of it away, it's never going to function nearly as well as it does now.
But an official with the city says the merger of 911 call centers is a national trend.
We're seeing consolidation happen on a nationwide basis between 911 call centers.
Dan Rowley, Upper Arlington's assistant city manager, says the increasing expense of evolving technology makes outsourcing to Columbus a sound plan. He says more and more 911 calls are made from cell phones, and they already are answered by Columbus dispatchers.
You're seeing jurisdictions say, well, as the rise in cellular 911 calls occurs, we're not able to receive those calls directly, and our technology costs are increasing on an annual basis. Consolidation makes sense in many cases.
But opponents to outsourcing are not convinced. They believe that critical response times will be substantially slower if calls are answered by Columbus dispatchers.
We have looked at numbers for Columbus, Ohio, where they are attempting to outsource it. And in all regards, Columbus, for police dispatching, they are a minimum of 4 times slower than UA dispatching.
But the city thinks otherwise, Assistant City Manager Dan Rowley.
Add some technology that they've got available that we don't currently in our dispatching operation, and we think that we're actually going to be able to enhance services.
And save, says Rowley, several $100,000 annually.
We get about 4,500 911 calls a year. That equates to one 911 call every 2 hours for a center that's costing us $1 million a year to operate. It gives you a sense of the scale and perspective as to why we're looking at this as a possible shared service.
But opponents worry that if calls are outsourced to Columbus, they'll be confronted by a time-consuming automated system, calls being placed on hold, and that help will be delayed. Charlie Reed heads the Save UA 911 organization.
We firmly believe that response times are going to increase. You know, just the nature of a large call center is such that it's a multi-step process. And Upper Arlington is small, and the call takers are the dispatchers. So you have people that are answering phones and opening up the radio and speaking on the radio right away. At a large call center, that is not possible. You have call takers separate from the radio dispatchers. So right there is a two-step process when Upper Arlington can make it a one-step process. It's very fast.
The city manager's office is currently negotiating a contract with Columbus for 911 service. The plan must be approved by the Upper Arlington City Council. Charlie Reed thinks it's just too soon to act.
There are way too many stones left unturned before we're ready to start actually signing on the dotted line on this contract. The fact that we're in the 11th hour, ready to sign this contract as a city before more of this information is put out and publicized and discussed is deeply disturbing.
If outsourcing occurs, employees in Upper Arlington Center might be offered other employment or they might be laid off. Sam Hendren, WOSU News.